Is the biggest idol in your life the person staring back at you in the mirror? Romans 1 verse 25 gives this chilling summary. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator. Humans are professional truth exchangers. We don't stumble into idolatry, we craft it. We redesign God into our own image. We minimize Him, shrink Him, and try to manage Him. And then the gods that we carve out for ourselves are things like success and self-expression and popularity. And those things end up ruling us. Spurgeon said that it's easy to make a beast of yourself when you have made a beast to be your God. When we worship creation, especially ourselves, we eventually behave like the idols that we adore, blind, powerless, foolish, and darkened. The deception is subtle. We hear things like, follow your heart, live your truth, you do you. But Romans 1 says your heart is the problem, not the solution. When desire becomes your authority, sin feels like liberation instead of death. And yet God gives this warning not to shame us, but to save us. He exposes our idolatry so that we might escape it. Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, expose every counterfeit God in my life. Teach my heart to delight in you as the Creator. Let me worship you as you have revealed yourself and not as I prefer you to be. Here are two different peoples that you can pray for today. Dennis Lopez and his family are national changemakers in Honduras. And also the German LifeWord broadcast for the people of Germany and Romania.